I'm Ajora Carter, and I'm taking in the fresh sea air. No, I'm not in Montauk or even Jones Beach. I'm on City Island in the boogie down Bronx. City Island is a small community at the edge of New York City, surrounded by Long Island Sound and Eastchester Bay. I'll definitely be getting some seafood later on, but right now, I'm in front of the former New York City Public School 17. This 19th century gem is home to the City Island Nautical Museum. With Execution Lighthouse to the northeast and Stepping Stones Lighthouse to the south, City Island's nautical history is rich. In 1654, Thomas Pell was the first European to claim ownership over what had been native Siwanoy hunting and fishing areas. By 1761, Benjamin Palmer purchased the island for a group that wanted to transform it into a commercial center that would rival Manhattan. They named it New City Island and established a ferry to connect it to the mainland. But the Revolutionary War intervened, and the British occupied the island instead. Farmers and fishermen eventually settled on City Island, but it didn't really become a community until the 1830s, when Orrin Fordham revolutionized the business of oyster farming. Oysters were the most popular seafood in the 1800s, and nearly 100 City Island families made a good living from these slippery little mollusks. Eventually, that industry declined, and the yards on City Island turned to shipbuilding, as well as servicing the schooners traveling between New York and points north. During both World Wars, these shipyards built minesweepers and landing craft for beach invasions. This tiny island's famous Minniford Boatyard built world-class sailing yachts, including seven that went on to win the America's Cup. All of this history and more can be experienced at the City Island Nautical Museum. But the museum needs your help to undergo building renovations so visitors can continue to walk around and experience all the history that this great museum has to offer right here in the Bronx. I'm Ajora Carter for Partners in Preservation from American Express and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. You can vote to help fund the preservation of the City Island Nautical Museum and other historic sites by visiting partnersinpreservation.com.